WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Taylor Reed here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom. And let's be real, sometimes life feels like a never-ending roller coaster of emotions, right? We've all been there, battling those pesky negative thoughts that pop up when we least expect them. But what if I told you there's a way to manage those feelings to not just survive, but actually thrive amidst the chaos? That's exactly what we're diving into today. Think of your mind like a garden. It needs tending. Positive thoughts are like beautiful flowers, but negative ones can be weeds that choke out everything good. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about resilience, had some brilliant strategies for keeping those weeds in check. So, strap in, because we're about to unlock the secrets to mastering your mental game. First up, remember that you can't control everything around you, but you can absolutely control your reactions. Ever felt like life is just throwing curveballs? Well, newsflash, it kind of is. But Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can influence, our thoughts and actions. So, when things go sideways, instead of spiraling into negativity, take a deep breath and ask yourself, what can I learn from this situation? Turning those lemons into lemonade, one thought at a time. Next, practice mindfulness. Sounds kinda woo-woo, right? But hear me out. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When those negative thoughts creep in, acknowledge them like an annoying house guest, hey, you're here, but I'm not going to let you run the show. Then gently redirect your focus to something positive, a beautiful sunset, a catchy song, or even just the feeling of your feet on the ground. Remember that negative thoughts are often just stories we tell ourselves. You know those stories about being not good enough or failing? Often, they are based on past experiences or fears, not facts. Challenge those narratives. Ask yourself, is there evidence to support this thought? What would I say to a friend who had the same thought? Often, when we step back and analyze our thinking, we realize how irrational those negative voices can be. Don't be afraid to seek support. We're social creatures, and sometimes we need a helping hand. Talking to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist can help you process your emotions and gain valuable perspective. Remember, asking for help is a sign of strength, not weakness. Think of it like hitting the pause button on that mental roller coaster, taking a moment to regroup and recharge before getting back on track. And finally, practice gratitude. It's so easy to get caught up in the negativity, but focusing on the good things in your life can have a profound impact. Take a few minutes each day to appreciate the little things, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a kind gesture from a stranger. Gratitude shifts your mindset and helps you see the world through a more positive lens. Speaking of gratitude, picture this. You're stuck in traffic, feeling frustrated and annoyed. But then you remember to take a few deep breaths, focusing on the sound of the engine humming or the feel of the steering wheel in your hands. You realize that you have a safe car to travel in, a destination to look forward to, and ultimately, the power to choose how you respond to this situation. You decide to turn up the music, enjoy the moment, and practice some gratefulness for the journey itself. That's the power of Stoic wisdom. It's not about eliminating negative thoughts or emotions, but about mastering your response to them. By practicing these strategies, you can navigate life's ups and downs with greater resilience, peace, and even joy. Remember, you've got this. Now go out there and make the most of your day. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a dose of Stoic wisdom. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join the conversation on social media. We love hearing from our listeners. Until next time, keep those thoughts positive and remember, every day is a fresh start.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.